Morning. Hello, too. This is the Sound Show. Ooh, man, I listened to last week's Sound Show and it was bad. I couldn't even get through it. I couldn't listen to it. It was so boring. I was trying to make like a project on Logic Pro, like trying to record a riff or something. And it was so dull. Like it was torture. I could not listen to it. So I wonder if others had the same experience. That's some shit, yo. Anywho, it is Saturday, April 2nd. And it has rained for probably the last time. So now just starts the gradual decline into drought and fire catastrophe that marks every year in this godforsaken state of California. This is a merman. You know merman? You got to have some spit in your throat for that. So you can't do a merman voice if you've been smoking weed. That's another thing. I'm in weed withdrawal mode. That's one of those words that if you think about it too hard, if you think about the pronunciation, you screw it up. Like withdrawal. That's tough. It's tough on the mind. Anyway, fucking voice is a bit hot. Turn down the gain a little bit. Oh, I like it hot. Some like it hot. Turn it down a tad bit. All right. Anyway, yeah. So I stopped. I went on a kind of a long bender. I went on a bender with edibles and smokables for, I don't know, like a week. And I stopped, and I haven't been able to sleep my sleep has been bad past couple of days. I have not been sleeping much, and when I do sleep, it's like very light sleep. So, I don't know, I'm thinking that I should just quit weed again. I should never smoke it again, because it clearly gives me issues. It's something to do, something to assuage the horrible boredom of my day-to-day existence, but I don't know if it's worth it. Like, I don't know. I should just do other things. I mean, there's just not that much to do, though. That's the problem. I think, yeah. I mean, what they say, only boring people are bored. Well, I wouldn't quite put it that way, but I think that I am a little bit depressed and anhedonic, and I don't, and I also have, like, I can't focus on anything for very long. Like, I can't focus on movies for very long, so I just kind of flit from thing to thing, from little brief soundbite to soundbite. I don't really take anything in. I don't really get much out of anything. I just kind of do that through the whole day. And then it's time to eat. And then it's time to sleep. And then it's time to eat. So I just kind of, you know, do my intermittent media dance slash skirmish slash skittering for a few hours until I get tired. I don't know, taking walks was nice. I guess I could do that again, but so this patch is called Sea Beams Glittering, which is, of course, a reference to Blade Runner. Batty says, I've seen, I don't know the quote, but he says he's seen all kinds of things. Sea beams glittering and attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. The thing with these, okay, I let go of the key a while ago. Anyway, the thing with some of these patches, I have it still going. This is a problematic patch. It just doesn't shut up ever. I can still see the level meter. It's still going. Okay, now it stopped. Anyway, what was I going to say? Some of these complex soundscape patches, like, it's really, like, to hold down one key, that's really all you need to do. It's like playing it like an instrument is a little bit pointless, because the sound is already incredibly complicated and kind of nice and tailored and sculpted and created by these masterminds at Logic Pro. So it's really, they just intend you to hold down a single key, and that's what that patch is. Like, if you try to play it, like, I'll just play. Okay, I take that back. It is kind of cool and interesting. But I'm not, like, playing anything that makes any sense. I'm not trying to stay. I'm just whacking at keys randomly on the keyboard, because I know this doesn't have any or much harmonic value. So that's, but then I heard another pitch. Let's try this. Okay, so that's discernible. This is a composite patch, meaning, it's built out of many different, three different things, layers, I'll say. Okay, so here's the pad, the glitter, and the pulse. I'll mute everything except for the pad. That's actually more usable, like more musically usable. So let's mute everything except for the glitter layer. It reminds me of a Steve Miller Band. keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Doodly, 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 doodly. Okay, let's mute the glitter. Let's see what the pulse FX. Ooh, now that's that crunchy, grimy thing that was creating some different pitches that were confounding my harmonic practice. I wonder what instrument this is. ES2, okay. Ooh. Okay. Whoa! I'm trying to twist some knobs here and see what happens. Alright, it's not gonna shut up for a while. That's the problem. I've let go of the key for a while. So that's kind of interesting. That reminds me of the SDF Battle of the Synthesizer night. I happened to tune into Anon Radio while it was going on. But I think that SMJ didn't have any participants. So I kind of felt bad, like I should jump on, but I was in bed. So yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure I really want to do the extra Anon Radio things, though, like open mic and open VoIP and synth battle, etc. I don't know. It doesn't really appeal to me. So, there it is. Oh, dude. Dude. I looked at the news a little bit, and I didn't really see anything good. Well, that's kind of a stupid thing to say. Okay, let's go into science. I don't even know the lyrics to She Blinded Me with Science. Science! Hubble telescope detects farthest star seen from Earth. The star was formed 13 billion years ago. See full coverage. Oh, it even has a name. Irindel, the most distant star astronomers have observed. Oh, and it's 28 billion light years away. How can this be, you ask, since the universe is only 13, 14 billion years old? Well, it's because the universe has been expanding. That confused me at first. I was like, what? But then it said, since then, it's been expanding at faster than the speed of light. I find that kind of creepy and weird and a lonely thing about the universe, that there are parts of it that are not accessible to us, that we will never, because they're expanding away from us faster than the speed of light. So we can like never reach them. No information or travel or anything can ever get there, because it's totally inaccessible, at least with the current understanding of physics, technology, etc. I don't know. Maybe there's some thing that'll be invented. I don't know. Who knows? Star from the dawn of the universe. Very cool. Okay, I don't care about NASA's moon rockets. Oh, so imagine another world. Now imagine 5,000 more. NASA confirms 5,000 more planets beyond the solar system, including rocky super-Earths. That's cool. Scientists finally sequenced the entire human genome. I thought they already did that. That, you know, I don't know. For some reason, I thought they did that like back in the 80s or something. Like the whole human genome project. I don't know. I guess the, yeah. You know what? That's something I don't like about the news is they don't tell you. Like, it's not news when a crisis abates. Like, there'll be a lot of news about some horrible thing. And then just gradually, subtly, the shrieking voices will die down. But they don't tell you it's over. They just stop talking. So there's no news about, like, when something is over with. It's like, it's kind of like there's no good news. I guess there's a subreddit that tries to address that. It's like an uplifting news. So actually, let's go to Reddit and go to uplifting news. I think it's all one word. Uplifting news. Oh. Sacred land returned to native tribe in Virginia. More than 460 acres of land will be reacquisitioned. All right. I was, again, talking with Tom in BCom about New Zealand. And New Zealand is interesting because it's, Tom was telling me it's, how do I phrase this? It's the most recently inhabited country, I guess. That's, yeah, because I've been pronouncing this wrong. This is like a bad thing. This is like worse than calling Kiev Kiev. I've been calling them the Maori or the, and it's the Maori. So, but I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to. I feel like just like a little fucking, I don't know, just a scumbag somehow, like. If I'm just like, there's even a Saturday Night Live sketch about this. Like, it's some news anchor who is like super overpronouncing all of the Spanish words, like la cucaracha, whatever. And then, and then somebody says a word to her in Spanish, and she goes, "What?" So, but and I think that is kind of a thing. Like, people will, but it's kind of, you strike a balance. Like, I always find this with French words. Like, there's a certain balance for pronouncing French. Like, if you really French it up and, like, you know, roll, get your French throat R's going, oh, and really croissant it up, then you sound like a turd. You sound like a pretentious turd. But if you completely anglicize it, you sound like a dumb fuck hick. So you got to kind of strike this balance. So, I don't know. One solution is just to never talk about those things. So I guess I can never talk about the Maori or Maori again. I'm gonna look this up on YouTube. Come on, you shitbag. Fucking work. Computer was not cooperating. Maori. Ah, there, I said it. Pronunciation. How to pronounce Maori properly.
Alright, the whānau, it's Grant Wheatborn back again with another quick language lesson for you in Te Reo Māori. Today, we're going to look at how to say Māori properly. M-A-O-R-I. Now, this is a pretty critical word that I think we should probably try and get right. But it does have the double vowel, the A and the O, which can trip a lot of people up. So, how do we pronounce it properly? Well, first, we need to get our R and our OR right first. So the A has a little macron over it, the little line on top of it, which means it's a lengthened A. It's an R sound. So what you could do to start with is actually take out the O and say M-A-R-I and practice that. Practice M-A-R-I with a long A and M-A-R-I with a short A to try and work on the difference.
That's not helpful.
Māori would be the short A. And Māori would be the longer A. Māori versus Māori. Now, once you work that out, then you can start to put in the O. Then you can start to practice the A and the O together. So you know it's a long A and a short O. So we'd say, ah, or. Ah, or. And what you can do is start compressing that together until it starts to really quickly flow. So, ah, or. Ah, or. Oh, 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 mao, mao, mao.
That's not that difficult. It's like Mao Tse-tung. So Maori, but I guess you just got, it's just a matter of getting used to it, but I'm old and set in my ways. So I've been saying Maori for as long as I've been alive and no one ever corrected me. And then suddenly I started watching videos and like, suddenly I realized, and it's, I guess it, there's kind of a political dimension to these pronunciation issues, because it's like you're saying pronouncing it with an English way, you're not respecting how it's actually supposed to be pronounced or whatever. So I don't know. I can see that. But again, I am old and set in my ways. But at my original point, which got derailed by God, is that the Maori didn't come to New Zealand until around 1400. They're immigrants themselves. So they floated over from other Pacific islands. I don't know which ones. Maybe they don't know which ones either. But I was saying, like, this maybe lends some, I don't know, legitimacy or something like that to the European occupation of New Zealand, because it's like the Maori were not original inhabitants. But you can also say that about the Native Americans. Like, they're immigrants too, technically. Thousands of years ago, they walked across the Bering Strait. So if you start to get into that sort of relativism, I suppose, and then it just becomes like a, I don't know, like a rhetorical trap or a logical non-starter or something like that. Yeah. I'm babbling. Anyway, I almost said anywho, but I paused in an awkward way. Awkward, 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 awkward. All right, 9:21. Oh gosh, stays like, if I were Tobe, my show would almost be over. I would have filled nearly half an hour with just fucking nonsense, and then my responsibilities would be over with. I've been kind of like not so pleased with my show lately. It really does kind of suck. But I mean, I made this decision, like, I didn't want to just be like a radio DJ anymore. Partially for copyright paranoia reasons, and partially just for like original content kind of reasons. Like, I've always been kind of uncomfortable with the idea of having like a bunch of MP3 archives of music that you just kind of select. And I don't know. It's also, I mean, I've been over this before, but it's kind of creeps me out, like, how many people really like the idea of wanting to select a music and kind of choose a playlist and play this. I don't know. Anyway, but I guess I don't really care for that anymore. But that means that I'm stuck in this realm of having to provide original content, which is doable, but I don't know if the quality is going to be any good. I mean, you know, I'm just me. I don't have boundless energy, boundless creativity. I'm just some dude living in the woods. I've always got Logic Pro. Cosmic Waves. Try a high note. That's the thing with these patches, is they surprise you oftentimes if you hold down a note. And this may just go on forever like that. But this one is, I guess they do call this category soundscapes. So they realize, like, it's not real musical in some cases, although it's not as amusical as their sound effects category. And they got some awful things in here. Like, I think this is a really awful thing. Swirling Riser. No. I hear some pitches there. Oh. That is an instrument, more or less. Ooh. My pedal, I could barely reach it. Pat myself on the back for playing that minor pentatonic scale correctly in B flat. What's with that sound though? It sounds funny. Maybe it's just the headphones. I'm not used to playing the piano with the headphones on. My foot slipped off the pedal. That's not good. That's what happens when it's really far away. I think my gear buying days, well, of course, maybe this is not something someone should say because I just don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, I think my gear buying days may be over. I think this electric guitar to my left that I'm not going to play today because just last week was so fucking terrible. I almost want to ask the big boss to delete it, but I won't. It can stay as a testament to horribility. Oh, I know why it's being weird. The piano is playing on one of the sublayers of the C-beams glittering. Okay, so let me change this back. Now. That's better. Nine 30, half an hour. Oh God, I wish I could just end my show. I guess I could. I could, but it's like, it's kind of an obligation. Like, yeah. Well, see if SMJ's around. Skype. You can be greeted by the startup noises. The startup noises of Skype. If it works, if it does what it's supposed to do, it's taking a long time to load Skype. Something's wrong. No, it's not. It's just being ugly on the inside. Ugly on the inside. It is very fucking slow, though. Oh, he's around. I wonder. What is he? Welcome to the California Wild Child Flower. At 9:03 a.m. Let me call him. Very slow. Skype is slow today. I mean, speaker volume's too low. Lice. Maybe he's in the bathroom. Hello? Maybe he doesn't have a headset. He picked up, though. But hello? Oh, no, I heard a little voice there.
Am I here to... make your show less boring.
Yes, thank you. Man, an hour. Oh, I listened to last week's show. It was awful. It was awful. Oh. I literally couldn't get through it.
We only have 28 minutes to make this this thing around.
Turn it around. All right.
That's cool.
So let's talk about something other than SDF, computers, and music.
Oh, okay.
You have any suggestions? Have you had breakfast yet?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you have?
I had a toasted crumpet with Branston's pickle and Munster cheese.
What even is a crumpet, dude?
A crumpet?
Yeah.
It's do you know what an English muffin is?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like an English muffin, except it's not. It's it's not. English muffin is... like browned on both sides. A crumpet is more like a cake.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I like crumpets.
Do you buy them at the regular grocery store, or do you go to some special place?
I buy them from this place in Bristol, UK, and they ship them.
Wow.
I know. they're really inexpensive though, and they're really good. Okay. So yeah.
I should try one. I don't think I've ever had a crumpet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're decent. Yeah. It's I don't know whatever it is. It's like I ate one and I was just like, holy heck, when we were in England. I ate one and I was like, hey, I want that. And then there's Thomas, I think, is a U.S. company that makes a crumpet that you can find at like Safeway and things like that. And it's like, so, but if you buy them... their recipe is kind of not that great. Hmm. So I was just like, oh, I can get them shipped by this company and they send them via DHL and it's not that, it's crazy. You can get like 30 kilograms of stuff from the UK.
Yeah. Have you tried, Marmite and Vegemite?
Yeah. I like Marmite.
You like Marmite? Do you like Vegemite or is that that's maybe like a different thing. I heard they're kind of similar. It is.
They come from a similar process.
They're like both yeast, basically?
Yeah, they're both from the... they're a byproduct of making beer.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah. But, Marmite and Vegemite are quite different.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got... they're pretty distinct. I mean, they come from the same sort of process, but... yeah. My favorite thing, though, is Marmite and peanut butter.
Really?
Yes.
What, do you ever spread that on a crumpet?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do you toast your crumpets? Do you put them in the toaster oven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Heat them up. Yep.
I would think that butter would be the preferred.
Oh, sure. Butter's great.
Yeah.
And jam.
Now I want to try a crumpet. So what's the name? What's the name of this the UK crumpet that you buy, that you order?
Warburton's.
Warburton's?
Yeah,
Okay.
Warburton's. You get six in a pack.
Warburton's crumpets.
Yeah, but you could try Thomas if you got a
Yeah.
Safeway down there.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe I won't know what I'm missing, but maybe I'll try Warburton's and I'll just be like, I'll just renounce the Thomas's ones. I'll spit on them, throw them in the trash. Oh my goodness. I'm looking at a picture. I'm on the Warburton site. So it's like they have these kind of little blackened circles on top of them. Like they've
Yeah,
been,
yeah.
I guess, toasted. They're cooked in that way. They're like a metal thing is pressed against them or something.
So, I don't know exactly how they're made, but basically, it's like a, you know, when you make a pancake and you start getting these kind of little openings on the top, that's what it
Okay.
is.
All right.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, there's no eggs in them or anything like
Really?
that. So yeah,
Oh.
they're in, you can, I think you can even get them gluten free if you don't like gluten, but
Oh.
to me it doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm just gonna look up the main thing I don't like about the Thomas crumpets is that they I don't know if it's baking soda or what, but they put some kind of raising agent that it has that sort of bitter salty aftertaste to it, and so I don't like it. Sodium bicarbonate, I think it
Yeah,
is.
I'm on the warburtons.co.uk website.
Okay.
They say their logo, you have their tagline memorized.
No.
Keep calm and crumpet on.
Oh, okay.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, our iconic crumpet recipe revealed.
Oh, wow. Make them at home. Save
Yeah.
on the shipping.
You could. That could be your next project. It could be like
Oh.
a green initiative.
Oh, green initiative to avoid DHL travel.
All you need is flour, water, salt, sugar, baking powder, and yeast.
I think, oh, right. It's a very simple recipe. That's true.
Yeah.
I think I will, I'm going to boycott the UK.
The
Yeah, just because it's like really hip to boycott things. And then talk about it on social media.
yeah, true, true.
Right. It's just what is that called? What is that called? When you do something and then you want to tell the world that you're doing it to make you
Virtue
feel better about
signaling.
yourself. Yeah. Is there a negative thing to doing that now? Do people understand that that's silly? That's
Oh
dumb?
yeah, I think so.
Okay. Doesn't matter what the cause is. I mean, you basically demean the cause when you go. Well, we're talking about computers now. Sorry.
Oh,
You
it's okay. Yeah.
demean the cause when you go on social media and start bragging about how you have, that you're against the gluten conglomerate and, ban them and take them down. Hashtag cancel.
I've always been a little suspicious, though, of the concept of virtue signaling, because it seems like if you just like let's say that you're, I don't know, a left-leaning person, you're just kind of trying to be a good person in the dimensions that you know how to do that. So then you can't even do a good thing without being accused of virtue signaling. Like you can't talk about what you do. So it seems kind of a trap in a way.
Oh, I see. No, I think that there's a difference between talking about what you do and like and informing people and sharing information and just bragging, boasting, and strutting, to make
I
yourself
suppose maybe
feel
it's hard.
better.
I don't know if you can always tell the difference, but maybe you're right.
I think you can when it's self-serving,
Okay. All right.
and it's like me, 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 and there's a lot of I's and I's and
Okay.
that kind of thing. And other than or someone initiating going to public space or speaking or something like that, as opposed to being invited and or being interviewed or that kind of thing. That's what I get at. It's just ego massaging, right?
We could talk about the Will Smith Oscar slap.
God, slapped out. Holy cow. That was so, I don't know. My opinion on it is just like, it's like, what's your opinion? I don't know. I'm still in shock
Are you
by
still
it.
in shock? All right.
Yeah, it's just like, it's, you know, it's, and it's so funny. It's like, oh, here's one take that I heard from somebody, and they said, this is evidence that Black lives do not matter because Will Smith was not arrested on the spot, or he was not escorted out of the, proceedings. And I thought, holy cow, that's a pretty interesting take on it. So yeah, Black lives don't matter because Will Smith was not escorted out of the building immediately.
Oh, because Chris Rock is black, and
Because
the person who was slapped was black.
oh, because no,
No?
because
Okay.
nobody did anything.
Oh,
So
so we just don't care what
yeah,
black people do. Oh,
exactly. And I
okay.
thought, holy cow, really? Or may are we maybe we're just still in shock that this happened. So I didn't see it live. I certainly heard about it. I think
Yeah.
the first I heard about it was on STF Mastodon. And Snowdusk had posted it because Snowdusk was
Okay.
watching the television show or
Maybe
whatever
people are
it
kind of hungry for news that isn't like about war and
could
destruction.
be.
They just want some
Could be.
frivolous, stupid, gossipy entertainment news. And they really are reaching
Yeah.
for this now because they kind of need it.
And but I mean I can totally understand that someone is looking at this like in the post Andy Kaufman world, that this is like, okay, this they totally staged it, they're playing this thing, and they're gonna take it all the way to the bank. And and so it's like we're all still unsure. It's just like, was it pre-planned still?
Oh,
Maybe we'll never
I
know.
don't think, I mean, yeah, I have no suspicions there. I don't think it was pre-planned.
Yeah. Do you think you could do that though? If somebody said something like that, would you get up on the stage and slap him like Batman slapped Robin?
I can definitely see myself losing my temper and doing something horrible that I regret. I mean, I've done that
Oh no.
before, but
Okay. Oh
yeah,
really?
yeah.
Like at church?
Not never at church.
Okay.
Yeah, but
You didn't like go up and like eat all the sacrament and drink all the
no,
wine and then run out?
it hasn't happened. Although
Oh,
the pastor
okay.
once said, "Believe all women," which is one of my least favorite things in the world to hear.
But believe all women.
Believe all women. So I got kind of upset about that. I was thinking about that and like how I should have gone up and headbutted him or something, but I didn't.
Well, that's yeah, I don't know if I have an opinion about that. When people say, well, I guess the one thing that I kind of shut down is when people generalize, when they just put like everything in one bucket and then present it, and like somehow it's like, okay, so now you're giving me the bucket and I got to go sort through this. What, that's a cop out.
Well, my country, with most of the things that I've seen, like on Reddit and elsewhere, most people seem to support Chris Rock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then I
Okay.
saw like there was a poll and like a small majority of Americans support Will Smith.
Okay.
And I think my sort of contrarian opinion is I kind of come out on the side of Will Smith, to be honest. Because I honestly, I don't find these stand-up comedians very funny. I think it's just a class of people that have carte blanche to say whatever they want. But I think it's bullshit. I think this is going to come out like 100 years later. It's like there was this class of person called a comedian, and then they can
Oh.
just, oh, it's just a joke. Hey, what are you mad about? It's just a joke. It's like that's just nonsense. That's so transparent.
Well, maybe in the future, you're right that the class of people, as you say, maybe the comedian will become a protected class.
Maybe. Yeah,
Right.
maybe. But
Maybe.
like this, I have heard that there are some laws. Like, let's say that you call somebody a racial slur
Okay.
and they attack you. The penalty in that case for their attacking you, they're going to take into account the fact that you triggered them with a racial slur. So that it's not
Oh,
all
I see.
speech is exactly equal. Like, some
Oh, that's
speech can
true.
be
Yeah.
so, like, and for instance, in this case, I guess they were saying, like, he's Chris Rock was attacking Will Smith's wife who had a disease she can't control and affects her appearance. Yeah. So I think that kind of is in a similar category to a racial slur in a way. I don't think Chris Rock knew that she had this condition, but so I don't know. I think that we can give Will Smith some leeway here because of that.
You're right. I did hear something about that a lawyer's take, you know, that Will Smith was acting in her defense on her behalf, and you know, if it went to trial or whatever, you know, it's probably not. I've already seen things where they did a man hug or something kind of beat up. Yeah. So, hopefully it's the main thing is they probably don't want to deal with this and with a third party. They just work it out between themselves. Right. Yeah. So, but you were talking about speech. One thing that is really interesting is like there's been this rash of violence against Asians, and like in New York, Michelle Goh was standing on a platform and she was pushed in front of the train and killed.
I didn't hear about that. When was this? Recently?
I think it was in February.
January
or February. So, just standing on the platform waiting for the train, and a dude came up from behind her and pushed her into the tracks.
Was that an anti-Asian act, or did she just happen to be Asian?
Well, that's the thing. It's like that. It's not even going to be determined now because the judge has decided that the person that did it is not fit to stand trial.
Really?
So now it's just like
because of mental illness or something.
Right. Case closed. Moved on to the next thing. And then in Seattle last year, or maybe it was the year before last, even there was a similar incident where we have a place that's called the International District where there's Vietnamese, Korean, Chinese, Japanese stuff. And supermarkets and restaurants and shops and things like that. And this couple they parked their car and they were going to go get food or something like that. And this guy just comes out and hits the woman over the head with, I don't know if it was a bat or a rock or something. Huh. And she just went down in the middle of the street. And they chased the guy off and eventually he got caught. But because he didn't say anything like, hey, Asian lady, he is not charged with a hate crime. It's just assault.
Yeah.
And he was basically released, free to go do whatever,
But are there some suspicions that he did, in fact, attack her because she was Asian?
Well, that's what's being, speculated, but at the same time, you talked about you mentioned that certain phrases or words or things like that that in order to make it to escalate it to this next level of hate crime, they have to say these certain things. So, if you are a person that wants to commit a hate crime, just put tape over your mouth, and apparently it's you can get away with it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, they have no way to tell. Like maybe you're attacking somebody for some reason and you can always just like give the secret information in your own head that it was a hate crime.
That's right. I want to see if the guy is still out. Cause we have a couple of situations like that. They're not like related to this kind of thing. Like there was one dude that he assaulted somebody and then he was let go. And then the next day he like saw a dude walking his dog and he kicked the dog like a football and killed it. And it's just like, nothing's going to happen to the guy. And I think even in that case, it was also the sort of thing like, well, the prosecutor is not going to do anything. And the judge says he's not fit to stand trial. And well, we'll just put him back out on the street. So, I was going to look up, You keep talking.
Oh, it's okay. I can hear your keyboard clicks. I was enjoying those.
Okay.
I guess one thing, I guess, is that I have some personal experience, like being verbally bullied, and then you finally lose your temper and you, whatever, hit someone or shove them, and then you get blamed. So, you know, I find that a little bit, like, iffy. So I think that's what kind of came up with the Will Smith thing. It's like, I don't know. I guess I don't see, like, physical violence as being this super clear line that, like, you have that, that once you cross that line of physical contact, that's some kind of magic button that criminalizes people. I don't know. It's like, so he got slapped. So what? You know, it's a, he didn't knock a tooth out. I don't think.
So, yeah, the I'm just looking this up, and it's like, you know, the woman drove down from North Seattle to this place south of downtown. And, you know, as soon as she gets out of her car, this guy comes up and swings a rock filled sack at her, and that's and knocked her unconscious in the street. So it's just like, think about that. You know, you're driving through traffic from a, you know, 25, 30 miles away, and you get, you park, you're stressed out trying to find a place to park your car. You park it, and then suddenly a random person comes out and hits you over the head with a box or a bag of rocks.
Not a good day.
It just seems crazy. So the person pled not guilty. I'm trying to find, like, all the stories or all of the stories. Okay. It looks like his update is February 2022, and says that he was charged with second degree felony assault.
Okay.
So, but I don't know what that means. Like,
what is first degree felonious assault?
Yeah, it's like, you use a machete instead of a bag of rocks?
Maybe there has to be a certain number of rocks in the bag or something for it to be
felonious. Something like that. It was a sock filled with
rocks. That sounds like a prison weapon.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's what they did in prison.
Oh, man.
Aren't you glad you're not in prison?
What?
I'm glad I'm not in. I give thanks that I'm not in prison. That's one of the good things to be grateful for. They say you should keep a gratitude journal, like to always keep gratitude in your mind. So just, like, be thankful that you're not in prison. That's, like, something I tell myself. Like, you know, the most boring, stupid day is better alternative than being in prison. So
I guess you're right. And, you know, and be thankful that you're not falsely accused and that the press hasn't been convinced that you are.
Isn't that a horrible fantasy? I think about that too. Like, what would you do? Like, being falsely accused?
Yeah, exactly. And knowing that, you know, you're completely innocent, but everybody else, because of the spin in the press and rumors and, you know. Mm-hmm. Believe all mutants. Yeah. There we go. Believe all mutants. All the mutants have said, you know, that you did it. So therefore, you have done it.
Are you talking like Marvel comic mutants or like the green Toxic Avenger mutants?
Oh, I'm talking about conspiracy where just a bunch of people can say, hey, we're going to take out this person because we're all going to say that they did this and everybody's going to believe us without the evidence.
Speaking of conspiracy, you know, I went to this get together with friends a couple weeks ago, and one of my friends is a flat earther. Like,
is that like a joke though?
It's sort of like an epistemological exercise. It's like he just likes to argue. And he likes to introduce this kind of postmodernistic position of, well, you can't be really sure of anything. And he just, I think that's really what his game is.
I guess that's right, because that's why sometimes humans always double check. Oh, did I lock the door? You know, do you really know that the door is locked if you don't go and check it?
Yeah. Like, he doesn't, I think at the root of it is like this belief in this the elites, like there's this group of elites that are controlling all the information and controlling what he sees. So therefore, everything mainstream is corrupted. So he has to, therefore he has to go seek out on his own these kind of fringe websites that have not been corrupted by these elites that are trying to pull the wool over his eyes. You know, like rents.com or these other kind of like lunatic websites like that. So he accepts the text of those over, you know, CNN, NPR, or whatever, you know, because those are mainstream. Anything mainstream is necessarily corrupted by the ruling elite. So.
Okay. And Billy Bob drinking his own homemade hooch in the wilderness is a better source.
It's
going to be more virtuous.
More virtuous and more accurate, more factual. Yeah, but I think virtue, that's a good word. That's really at the key of it. Like I was listening to Steven Pinker, and he was saying that like some of this talk about like Hillary being a lizard person, they don't really believe it, but it's the only way they can illustrate their moral position of how evil Hillary is by calling her a lizard person. Is it actually true? Well, who knows? But, you know, I'm going to say this anyway, because the moral position is there. That's the only thing that properly illustrates her evil.
You know, my thinking about figureheads and, you know, presidents and leaders is that you know, especially if you think about it in retrospect to going back to George W. Bush, it's like there's so much hatred focused on the one dude.
Yeah.
That the real players that are doing things totally get a free pass.
Yeah,
so it's like, true. Yeah, you want to have sort of this, you know, doughboy moron, you know, that like a Trump or something like that to have the focus and intensity on, and then you can get away with whatever you want.
Yeah. A fall guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think it's really, it's hilarious, but it's also sad that so much hatred gets focused on one target as opposed to,
I think, like, that might fall under fundamental attribution error. This cognitive bias where people will fixate on a personality and then attribute everything to that will or personality. Like the example I always use and I've heard is if you get cut off in traffic, you think the guy did it on purpose because, you know, people are assholes. Not that he wasn't paying attention, you know, to ignore the circumstantial and to focus on the will of the individual. And so this sort of sounds like a little bit like that. You know, like we see this Trump figure, even you, like people see you're the sysadmin. So they think something goes wrong. SMJ is messing with me, you know, that's a good example of it.
Yeah. And in reality, I'm probably sleepy.
Yeah. Right.
It's like you know, something like that. It's just like, you know, it's not like your ISP is like unplugging and plugging in your cable at the, you know, the data center or something like that. But maybe you might be that paranoid to think that someone's really doing it.
And I think that's pretty common. I think especially in the internet when we don't have any faces to see. So people, again, their brains are just trying to seek out a personality to blame or to look at, to attribute causality to.
I think... a pet peeve I have is that when people talk about, Reddit's down or something, you know, they say that something's not working and they assume that they have this direct point-to-point connection to that distant host.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When in reality, it's like there's, you know,
hops.
Yeah. There's so many networks in between that you have to transverse. And it's like, a lot of things can go wrong. And, but just to, you totally ignore that and you think about your position and then that distant position.
Yeah.
And like somehow it's the distant position's fault. And it's like, there's tools you can investigate, but, you know, that takes time and you have to sort through the bucket. So just present the bucket.
Well, the example you used was Reddit, but I guess that happens with SDF. Like, SDF is down. I guess then.
Right. Yeah. I think I saw that there was like a thread about Reddit being down.
Okay.
And there was, it happens to Facebook, Twitter, you know, things like that. And maybe those they have real outages, but at the same time, it's just like, hey, go look outside. Maybe Comcast dug up your cable or something like that.
Okay, 15 seconds left to go. Thank you for saving me. I appreciate
it. Anytime.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Thank you.